Steve Winwood, how are you?
Hello, Dave. Very well, thank you. How are you?
Man, it is so wonderful to have a chance to speak with such a legend. I mean, with as creative as you are and all the great songs, all the great music, I mean, you have this Greatest Hits Live 2-CD, 4-vinyl album package that's coming out on September the 1st. I would have thought that you would have come up with a more creative name than Steve.
Yes, well, they do say that if people have very unusual first names, that they develop a stronger character. But I'm afraid there's loads of Steves around, so I don't have too much chance of that.
Well, so tell me how this big package came to fruition. I mean, for folks that are Steve Winwood fans, it's going to be nice to have, you know, all the songs that we know and love all in one place. How did you guys come up with this list?
I suppose we ran out of space. Is the real answer? Over the years, I've had some great people in the bands I've played in, and played with some great people.
Yeah.
And we've also started to reinvent some of the songs that we've done. So, you know, give them a slight different flavor with, you know, I work with José Neto, who's a Brazilian guitar player, and then Richard Bailey plays drums with me, and he's from Trinidad, and then we have percussion. So we've sort of given songs perhaps a bit more of a Brazilian or Latin feel, and then some of them have a bit of a jazz element in them. As we've reinvented these songs, it occurred to me that you know, maybe this needs to be captured on a record, and this is perhaps something that people might enjoy listening to.
Absolutely. You know, it's always fascinating listening to your music because you do have so many musical influence involved. We're talking to Steve Winwood. He's going to be here in Reno, Grand Sierra Resort, on September the 3rd. Details and tickets at KOZZradio.com. Steve, have you found that it's easier or more cumbersome with technology, the way that technology has progressed so rapidly over the span of the past decade, when it comes to redoing some of these things, or when it comes to making and writing and recording new music? Has it been a help or a hindrance? Do you have like a comfort zone?
Well, I think they are actually tools. And so, I mean, my main instrument is the Hammond organ, which they stopped making in 1972.
Right.
So that's a sort of pre-technology revolution. So, but then I've also used synthesizers and I mean, most of these tracks were recorded on a laptop, which, of course, more than 15, 20 years ago, if you wanted to record a live show, you'd have to have a huge truck outside to record it. Now we just have a laptop on the side of the stage and we can record it. So, you know, I think some technology is not always helpful, but we try and take bits of the technology that we find is helpful, and also use some of the old technology. You know, we use congas, live drums, and guitar, acoustic guitar, nylon guitar, and flute and sax,
right,
and singing. So I mean, those things are definitely pre-technology.
Now, fans, of course, love going to a show and hearing their favorite musicians playing, you know, the hits that they know and love, that they've heard on the radio for years. You go out and see a show from a band like, I don't know, maybe the Eagles, and, you know, all it is a nonstop hit machine. And I would imagine that, you know, a band like the Eagles, who have played these songs over and over and over again ad nauseum over the years, get to a point where they're kind of tired of playing the same damn thing, but they know they have to do it for the fans. How do you approach the live setting, Steve, when it comes to, you know, playing some of these songs like Can't Find My Way Home or Higher Love? Are there any ones that at this point in time that you've played them so much they're almost cringeworthy to you, but you have to play to appease the fans that have come there who want to hear the songs they're familiar with on the radio?
Yeah, well, good question. But I think, you know, if there is something like that, that we then go away and try and reinvent it. We try and give it a rearrange it, give it a different feel, perhaps inject some other elements into it. Maybe do an acoustic version, or as I say, give it a Brazilian, inject some Brazilian rhythms into it.
Yeah.
Or maybe a sort of slightly jazz solo in the middle or something like that, which, if nothing else, it keeps us interested as musicians. And I think that if we're having fun on stage, I think that the audience picks that up.
What's your guilty pleasure?
I don't know how guilty it is, but I do like walking the dogs, and I disappear off into the mountains from time to time, and with the dog, and go for long walks.
You know, I think people are sometimes fascinated with me and the fact that, you know, when I'm away from working here at this classic rock station, and I'm hanging out at home, my favorite styles of music to listen to are jazz trios and blues and folk music, which you would think, you know, being a rock radio personality, that I would be listening to AC/DC and Led Zeppelin at home. What types of musical genres are you most interested in? Do you like listening to just during your personal time, you know?
Well, that's very interesting that you mentioned jazz jazz and folk, because you know, ever since Traffic, we've tried to combine elements of jazz and folk and rock and R&B and even sort of Celtic melodies and try and ethnic music and to try and mix all of these themes and elements up to make one music, but I think to answer your question, I mean, there's this is not my phrase, and I've heard it many times before. But musicians are very seldom music lovers.
Right.
So, you know, I don't really. If I'm listening to music, it's sort of work, because I want to understand what makes it tick, why it is great. If I suddenly think it's greater, then I want to find out why it is, and so I don't generally just listen to music in the background just so that I can relax,
because, sure,
you know, I do other things to relax. When music's on, I tend to try and want to get into it, but I like to listen to all sorts of music. In fact, one thing that I've been listening to, being introduced to lately, is I think what you call some certain types of electronic dance music.
Yeah, EDM.
Yes, which I think has some great elements into it, and there is some future there somewhere. Obviously, there is a lot of it, and some of it is not very palatable to our generation. But
right.
I think there is a lot of potential there.
Wow, I never would have expected that. Steve Winwood, The Greatest Hits Live, available September the 1st, and of course, right here in Reno. Can't wait to see the show September the 3rd, Grand Sierra Resort, downtown here in Reno. Details at KOZZradio.com. Steve Winwood, thanks so much for taking some time out to call the Locals Only Morning Show this morning. Looking forward to seeing you, man.
You're welcome, Dave. Thank you very much, and look forward to seeing you.